when the fire falls, it purifies. When the fire arrives, it burns everything that is not meant for your life. Whatever does not belong to you, does not belong to your life, belong to your destiny. When the fire comes, it brings out our best. The best of gold comes out of fire. When the fire comes, it implants us with passion. Passion, pure, unadulterated passion for God. Jesus. Lift your hands and make demands on that passion. From above. Lift your hands and receive it. Thank you. It's already happening. Lift your hands and worship Him. Fire is already burning. Open your mouth and pray in the Spirit. Your mouth and just begin to pray in the Spirit, blast in the Spirit. Fire is burning here. Mahasakalala. Itama ya 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 ya. I still have faith in your word. Mahasakalala. God, you are always there for me. I still have faith in your word. You are Lord. In the name of Jesus, lift your hands high. His presence is massive, heavy, explosive, intense. He's here to change the story for somebody. Masaparataka sekela maya. Father, change the story for someone here. Change the narrative of somebody's life here. In the name of Jesus. Be upstanding if you can. Hands uplifted if you can. Be upstanding if you can. Lift your hands. Ay, ay, ay.
Lift your hands. Somebody is about to catch raw fire. That fire is about to burn everything that is not of God. That fire is about to increase your spiritual temperature. It's about to increase your prayer life, study of the word, evangelistic passion, worship passion. It's about to burn chains and affliction. It's about to burn everything my Father in heaven has not planted in your life. That fire is about to destroy the agenda of the devil. It's about to break curses and that's right. Ancestral and generational and family curses are about to be burned by that fire. Put your hands everywhere. Holy Ghost service. Fresh fire. Lift your hands up. Who is by that name? Jesus. That's right.
The fire of the Holy Ghost is coming, it's being released. Fresh fire, fresh grace, fresh help, fresh oil. Receive now.
Lift up your hands everywhere you are. That's right. In a count of five, you place your hand on your head and scream fire at the top of your voice. Father, let the fire fall. Let the fire fall. Let the fire fall. Let the fire fall. Let the fresh fire fall. Let it roast the agenda of darkness. Let it destroy the powers of hell. Let it break curses. Let it break curses that have her right in the back there. Let it break limitations. And let this fire change your life. And let this fire set you on fire for God. At the count of five, you scream fire, place your hand on your head, and receive the fire. In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. That which my Father in heaven has not planted in your life just got roasted. Supernatural doors just got opened. Unclean spirits just left. drastic encounters has brought drastic manifestations. Wave your hands and give him the praise. And give him the honor. And give him the adoration. And be seated in the presence of the Lord.
There's a place where Lord cries out for love. There is a place I am yearning for. It is a place where deep calls to the deep. I am overwhelmed by the desire. There is a place my heart cries out for love. There is a place I am yearning for. It is a place where it comes to the deep. Oh, it is a place of your dwelling. Oh, take me, Lord, to your secret place, Lord. Take me by the hand to your holy face. Let me see your face and your glory, Lord. Let me know you more than I am known, Lord.
Take me, Lord, to your secret place, Lord.
Take me by the hand. Let me see your face and your glory, Lord. Let me know you more.
Blessed be your name, Lord. Honor to your name. Adoration to your name. Worship to your name. We thank you, Master, and we appreciate you. Be glorified, Lord, in Jesus' precious name. We worship you. Someone came here this morning with that mysterious headache that just left you, a left eye condition that has just been healed, something crawling on the head, whether it's the spirit of insanity or whatever it is that has returned back to hell, a right ear condition that God has healed, a left knee that also God has healed, a lower back that God has healed this morning, and a breast condition on the right hand that God has healed, and anything my Father in heaven has not planted in your body, just left you this morning. If any of those cases belong to you and you are healed, or you are healed of something else I have not mentioned, or you had an encounter with God's presence just now, you quickly step forward and let us hear what happened to you.
I enter through the Holy of Holies. Lord, I enter through the blood of the Lamb. I enter to worship you, Holy. I enter to honor you. I enter through the Holy. I enter to worship you, Holy. Lord, I enter to honor you. Lord, I thank you. for your name. For your name.
Just a moment.
When you see somebody that looks as old as your mother, handle them with respect. Are you hearing me, Usher? When you see somebody that looks as old as your father, don't walk them through a long distance. Right?
Your name is Holy Lord. Holy Lord. Your name. Your name is Holy Lord. Your name is Holy Lord. Holy Lord. Holy Lord. Oh, oh, oh. Holy Lord.
Your name is Holy Lord. Sister says she. You mentioned someone came in with a knee condition. She came in with a left knee condition that had lasted a while. She said even on Friday she was telling one of her departmental sister here of the condition. She couldn't flex that leg because of the pain. Terrible swollen.
How long?
For beginning of this year. Since the beginning of this year.
And now what has happened?
What she couldn't do before, she can now do. Pain gone.
Power of the Holy Ghost. You are free. Whatever is a pain in any part of your life is over now. Sharp. Usher has a testimony. Come over.
Come this way. Sir, you mentioned strange headache. That is her case. She said on Wednesday she kept crying, asking the Lord that she doesn't want that headache anymore. But as the word came, sir, that headache the headache that has lasted for 2 weeks.
Lift up your hand.
Power
of the Holy Ghost returns back to hell. Everything that is not of God in your life returns back to hell now. Yes.
Sir, you mentioned ear pain. Ear pain. 35 years left ear pain. She couldn't hear from that ear.
She couldn't hear.
She couldn't hear, sir. She said when daddy is
so speaking, that is not ear pain.
Yes, sir.
She couldn't hear from
she
that.
Couldn't hear from, she said whenever you are talking, it will be like noise. She couldn't just get anything. But she said, now I'm hearing daddy talk. It's very clear.
35
to me.
Years.
35 years.
Which ear? This one. Close this one.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Amen.
I didn't know he will honor me this way. I didn't know he will honor me this way. Power. I didn't know he will honor me this way. Honor me this way. Thank you. The meaning of that for you is before this week is over, every opening you are looking for is open in the name of Jesus. Financial opening, business opening, career opening, destiny opening, marital opening. Before this week is over, the opening is done. Shout, yeah! And these are where exalted, exalted. These are where exalted, exalted. Celebrate! Everybody sing it. These are where
exalted, exalted, exalted.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Sister came into service with a terrible toothache that lasted for 6 years.
Six years.
At the shout of fire, fire landed on that tooth and the pain took off.
You are free. Power of the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name.
At the shout of fire, Sister Faith. Sister Faith said, at the shout of fire, she saw herself coming out of the pit.
Out of a pit. Every pit where the devil kept you, every grave they kept your destiny, every pit they kept your resources, you are coming out. Out. Jesus, yes, let's go fast.
From the throne room of the Lord, she said, an excruciating arrow that was fired into her chest pain. She said she feels the pain in her heart and all the way to the back. As that worship was going on, she said she felt fire around her body, and as the fire came, the pain checked out.
Lift up your hands. Whatever the enemy has put around your life is set on fire right now.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Yes.
Hello, this is Sister Pista. He said for 2 years, she had been having moving objects on her head. That at the sound of fire, it's as if somebody came and pulled with pressure. Something.
Yeah. Every deposit of hell in your body, whatever my father has not deposited, that is there, is uprooted. Uprooted now in the name of Jesus.
Our brother here, moving object on the head. He said as if insect is scratching her head.
And just night left. Somebody give the Lord a praise in the name of Jesus. Go and return back no more. Yes, faster.
Our sister Tope says she has this moving object on her head and it gets her disorientated anytime that thing begins to work. But at the shout of fire, she felt something like python
Python left her. Can you stand up on your feet? Python left her. Place your right hand on yourself. Lift the other hand up and say, every stranger in my life, in my body, what are you doing here? On your mark. Get set. Get up. In Jesus' name. Yes.
Sir, our sister here, Sister Catherine, is more like a generational issue. The immediate younger brother has suffered it. Has had terrible headache right from birth. Not only her, all the siblings have had this issue. The immediate younger brother has had that terrible headache.
And what has happened now?
Now, at the shout of badge, she fell on the bar and then the headache disappeared.
Every generational curse in your life is broken right now. Somebody shout the loudest, amen. We have so many testimonies. Can we take just one or two? Yes.
This is actually a mental condition. It's not just the headache. The brother is mentally...
The brother is mental.
Unwell.
It's well now, but was mental.
All right, come forward. You people should take
testimonies. Through this same headache, brother ran mental. The same headache came on her. Somebody say, every generational curse around my life, today is your end. Every ancestral curse, every family curse, your tenure expires. On your mask, get set, shout go! Get out!
Our sister here lost her father and three sisters in the same year, 2016.
The same year lost everybody?
Yes, four persons from the family. Since then, just a dreams, seeing dead people, seeing herself in the what's it called now? Graveyard environment. But at the shout of fire, she said she saw herself coming out from a casket.
A casket.
Somebody stand up on your feet.
Say, I cannot die before my time. I like you to mean it. I can't die before my time. Then say after me, what killed others in my family cannot kill me. Say, in the name of Jesus, I reject the spirit of death. You torment of death on your mask. Get set. Shout, go! 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 Cool.
Our sister, this demonic impostor, exactly like her in the dream. Occasion, disappointment, no relationship, nothing working. At the shout of fire, that black devil that looked like her walked out.
A devil looking exactly like her walked out of her body.
Then this back pain that had lasted 1 week also went out with that
devil. Every demon taking your favor, every spirit diverting your opportunity, diverting your resources, today is the end of those devils.
Amen.
Say after me, you spirit of impersonation, you have no place in my life. On your mask, get set, shout, go! We have so many. If I take one or two more, I'll be all right.
So our sister here has been suffering from wrong identity right from childhood. And he said during the period of the worship, a snake just went out.
What are you people talking about here like that? All manner of strangers. Stand up again on your feet. Place your right hand on yourself and say after me, every stranger in my life, you have no place in my body, in my family, in my business. Oh, you stranger, in the name of Jesus, get out now!
Stop. The word came for breath condition. Sister Eunice had had breast condition for more than a week. Painful lump.
And
two of them disappeared.
Pain and lump disappeared.
3 months breast condition also disappeared. No pain anymore.
Lift your hands. Go! On your mind, We saw the dance. That is how to behave. Celebrating before the testimony. What happened?
Sir, this is the mama you saw dancing in the camera. For 15 years, she could not do what she is doing right now.
That's why she's just doing like that.
Yes, sir.
For 15 years.
For 15 years. For 15 years, something kept moving around her waist like a rope tie.
Like a rope tie.
A rope tie.
That was why she was exercising the waist.
Yes, she couldn't do this. At the cause of the ministration, there was an untying of something. Something just tied on screw like a rope and pulled out. Suddenly she jerked up, started shaking her body.
Do it again.
She zoomed.
Putin Badambo. Putin Badambo. Bum Badam Badam Bum 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 Bum. Ay, 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 ay. She's deliberately doing what she couldn't do before. For 15 years. Bye-bye. Father, thank you for every testimony here. So many of them. At the end of the service, if you wanted it to be taken, by all means, it can be taken in the second service. But you can dance your way back to your seat now, and your testimonies are established. God could have done. And you shall return back to testify. Father, thank you. And thank you. Because you are God. Be glorified. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a praise and take your seat. For that fresh fire is a thank God for the presence of God. You have the clip of Port Harcourt? Did anybody see what happened in Port Harcourt? Hola, hola. Go ahead. All right. Get yourself. All right. That woman was a victim.
For this miracle. Our sister Mary here has been having right now for the space of 3 years.
3 years.
Yes, sir. As you mentioned the case, she was pressing her neck, looking for it.
Looking for the goiter, goiter dematerialized. Goiter number one, goiter number two, goiter number three, goiter number four. False pregnancy. And now it has disappeared. And it's not being straight. Look at what she's doing.
Are you just looking like that? She fell in the toilet and broke her left leg. Since then, she couldn't go to school, couldn't do nothing. In the course of the ministration, the power of God hit her. She stood up and then she dropped this thing.
Are you seeing her at all? Somebody give Jesus the praise.
She had breast cancer. 2019, the lump was removed. It resurfaced again. She came in that condition with the lump on the breast, with the pain, excruciating pain. Power of God took away that cancer.
The pain is gone.
It's gone.
And the lump is gone.
Lump is
gone. Are you just looking like that?
This mama has been stroke. For 4 solid years, couldn't talk, couldn't walk.
2 solid years, couldn't talk, could not walk. Mama said, amen.
Jesus.
Thank you. Amen.
She has been wearing this for this 4 years.
Lumber jacket.
For four years. Yes.
This begins the bending to one side, come back. Are you got something like that?
You mentioned liberty. We have been having a name. Of digestive system challenge, heart issue, and then problem with the pancreatic mass.
Cancer of the pancreas.
As soon as that word came, that liberty was coming to people. He said the name of their church is liberty. He received that liberty. Immediately he jumped up on the feet.
Are you not looking? He's dying. Child was brought from the hospital with an oxygen IV line, bluish, almost lifeless, with a condition called tetralogy of Fallot.
in medicine, which is a combination of pulmonary stenosis, right ventricular hypertrophy, the overriding of the aorta, and ventricular septal defect. Four things together. Any challenge? That was why I went to school. It's not a waste. Some people say, he went and studied medicine and say, now he's a pastor. Is he wasting now? And Jehovah blasted all of it on the spot. What a faithful God we serve. The doctor, Mrs. Becky Enenche, is listening to the heart, and both her and the second doctor confirmed that everything that should be heard in such a case disappeared. Whether it's pre-systolic murmur or pan-systolic heart murmur or anything like that, all disappeared. Only first and second heart sounds. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of victory! We are in the days of the latter rain. Akure, get ready this coming week. The Democracy Square. You know anybody there, let them know that the revival train is moving in their direction. The main grounds of Ondo State Democracy Park, the equivalent of the Eagle Square, at the Ojaoba in Akure, going to be very, very impactful. Give the Lord the praise. Genesis chapter 12, very, very quickly, and we shall be reading in verse 2. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. The word today is the necessity of the blessing of God. We have received the fire. We are in our month of supernatural abundance. The necessity of the blessing of God. Our objective is to understand the purpose for the blessing of divine abundance. The purpose of the blessing of divine abundance. When it is clear that God wants to empower his people with resources, is it just for the sake of materialism so that people can boast of what they have? What is the purpose? Because there is a lot of confusion in the church that to have money means to end in hell, and that money shouldn't be talked about at all. Is there actually a purpose? There are two reasons why this is important. First, the understanding of purpose is critical to the pursuit of purpose. The understanding of purpose is critical to the pursuit of purpose. Whatever is not understood can never be pursued or taking serious. If you know why God wants you to have resources, you will vow against poverty. You will reject empty-handedness. Second, the understanding of purpose is the seed for the fulfillment of purpose. When you understand the purpose of anything, the seed for the fulfillment of the purpose of that thing has been planted. The understanding of purpose is the seed for the fulfillment of purpose. So, if I must fulfill the purpose of being blessed like Abraham, I must understand why I should be blessed. So then, what is the blessing of God designed to achieve?
in the lives of the children of God. What is the blessing of God designed to achieve? Why is the blessing of God necessary? There are 12 points I have today, but I'll be giving 6 in this service and 6 in the next service. 1. The blessing of God is necessary for 1. Our identity as the children of the owner of the universe. The blessing of God is necessary for 1. Our identity as the children of the owner of the universe. When you see the wife of a loaded man, financially loaded, and who has a good heart, you see the decoration. When you see children of the royal family, you see them in decoration. I happen to come from some form of royal family. My father was the paramount ruler of the whole of our local government and had been chief for years. I knew when you go through the village, there is a way in which they look at you. That's the son of the chief. That thing knocked off every trace of inferiority from my life. Our identity as children of the owner of the universe. In Isaiah chapter 61 now, Psalm 24 verse 1 shows us that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And then Isaiah chapter 61 verse 9, he said that their seed shall be known among the Gentiles and their offspring among the people, and all that see them shall acknowledge them, that they are the seed which the Lord has blessed. Everybody who sees them will confirm who born them. Is it a pride for you or a shame for your children to walk on the road wretched and naked? I'm beggarly and pitiable. The one who has the lack of nothing, the Jehovah God that owns the heavens and the earth, to have children that are beggarly and looking pitiable and looking harassed and looking frustrated is an abomination of identification. Why is the blessing of God necessary? So that the Gentiles can look at us and acknowledge who gave birth to us. Am I communicating at all? Say a loud amen. If I ever see my children with any cloth I don't like, I say, either you burn this cloth or bury it, or I will personally disappear it. They will be laughing. Whatever, what does it cost to get more and more and more? That is a human being. Talk about Jehovah God. The last time you look unlike your father shall be the last forever. That amen can be better. The last time people look at you and they pitied you and you look ashamed and reproached shall be the last forever. The blessing of God is necessary for our identity as the children of the owner of the universe. Number 2, it is necessary. The blessing of God is necessary for 2, deliverance from the distractions and destruction of lack and poverty. Distraction and destruction of lack and scarcity. Destruction of lack. The day I saw this in scripture, Proverbs chapter 10, verse 15, where he said, the rich man's wealth is his strong city. Among the destruction of the poor. But the destruction of the poor is their poverty. That was when I realized that poverty and the devil are not far from each other. They must be cousins. The thief, which is the devil, comes to kill, to steal, and to what? To destroy. And poverty came to what? Destroy. When you understand it clearly, you begin to look at scarcity as a devil. How many people have gone to their grave because of money problem? How many people committed suicide? I can't watch these children without food anymore. I can't watch my wife without this thing anymore. I can't watch my situation like this. Am I the one like this? And then, suicide. How many people died because they couldn't afford hospital bill? End-stage kidney disease or whatever it is. And the doctor say you need more. And then the doctor say, all right, you are discharged. They went and died. Am I communicating at all? Poverty. Stop looking at scarcity as a situation. Look at it as an affliction. And it's a major distraction. You say, praise the Lord. Somebody shouted 100 naira. That was almost 20 years ago in the church. Because that was on his mind. He was owing that money. And he was thinking of how to pay it. And out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Take your seat. To deliver you from the destruction and distraction. How many people have, in the name of running abroad, they pass through Sahara Desert? Pass through the sea and sank. And those wicked people on that axis, they shoot people like they shoot animals. We rescued one boy from Libya. You remember the story? You remember it clearly? We rescued him here. We had to contact people over there and so on. A pastor there, how they rescued him from where they had sold him. They sold him to somebody. Somebody sold him to another person. He was trying to go abroad for greener pastures. But how many of you know if you have enough money, abroad can look for you here? I mean, on the ground of resources, they can give you even American visa. There are business visas. You have enough money, enough investment. They say it's your type we are looking for. We are sending others away, but you can come. Buy a house, do some business, and then residency permit. The destruction of the poor is their poverty. The same way, but he said, I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Everything that is seeking to destroy your life, every trace, every ancestral scarcity, ancestral lack and shortage, today it is over forever. Number three, what is the necessity of the blessing? Number three, for existence. As a generational blessing. Existence as a generational blessing. You exist like a flowing river. God told Abraham. He said, I will bless you. And you will be a blessing. Whether you are a burden or a blessing can be a matter of substance. A generational blessing. Blessing. A blessing. A blessing to your family, to your children, to your wife, to your siblings, to your loved ones. You know, there are people loaded enough who place siblings on salary, whether you are working or not. You can't be said that you are connected to them and then you are in scarcity. A blessing to your world. And he told Abraham, I will bless you and you shall be a blessing in order for you to live in that realm. It is necessary. Number four. For what purpose? For number four, the purpose of spreading the gospel around the earth. Why is the blessing of God? The blessing of God is necessary for, number four, the purpose of spreading the gospel around the earth. Crusades organized. Souls won. Zechariah chapter 1 verse 17. Cry yet saying, thus saith the Lord of hosts, my city's true prosperity shall yet be spread abroad. True prosperity, true means, true substance. See the crusade we went to in Port Harcourt. Millions. That's what you saw there. Stage, light, billboards, city saturated, airwaves, television program advert here and there. Those who don't know anything don't know how expensive the gospel is. And our crusade, we don't take one dime of offering on crusade ground. Because we came for their souls, not their money. We don't take one cc. One day we went to a town and did crusade. And the people of the land said, crusade has finished. No offering. They trooped in tomorrow. Because there are those who come and calculate and say, oh, there are 50,000 people here. If they give one 1,000, that will be 50 million men. All of you come and sow one thousand. For where? No way. And we spent all the money, took not a dime of offering. And then I felt the leading to extend the crusade by one more night, Saturday night. And there is service today, Saturday morning, Sunday morning, and I have to be in church. And I'm preaching in Port Harcourt yesterday night, and I'm still at the crusade ground by 8:30 p.m. And there, you can't go to the airport and say, is there a flight to Abuja at that time? Two aircrafts came for us. Somebody gave his aircraft as a seat to carry us. That aircraft slept in Port Harcourt. Another person chartered an aircraft, or rather got an aircraft and brought, so that he carried us and carried cameramen, crusade team, carried everybody. That is how to live. And I am here now preaching in the morning. And I told my wife yesterday, I said, I just pitied the devil. Otherwise, I would have finished here this morning and continue the crusade in the evening. And continue the crusade this evening. He said, my city is true. God, who sees the end from the beginning, knows massive resources is needed. Am I communicating? If you are going to places like Southeast Asia, one of those kind of places. You might need cargo to carry equipment. You might need this to carry. There are ushers who came there by themselves. Protocol that came there by themselves. Other people came there for the crusade by themselves. They paid their way to come and paid their way to go. The time may come when they will go back by a passenger aircraft that belongs to the church. People are using money to sponsor terrorists and kill people and train suicide bombers. If you know how it costs to buy one AK-47 or one general purpose machine gun, millions. The ammunition, millions. And that doesn't bother anybody. But it bothers people if the gospel is to be spread with massive resources. That devil is a bastard. We will use money to persecute the devil. To persecute the devil in this end time, to persecute the devil and to silence the voice of that devil. Somebody shout, yes! If you want, some of our team went on a private flight for the first time in their life. I received some messages. Thank you, sir, for following you. I entered. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? You see, that if you want to be a part of the evangelization of the end time by the means of massive resources, then you cannot afford to be poor. You cannot afford where people are releasing resources for crusades and somebody say, I want to take the crusade. One member here told me, he said, I want you to come to my state. He said, whatever be the cost of the crusade, I'm ready to pay it, provided it is not more than 100 million. Yes. Yes. After we my COVID crusade, he saw the crowd, he said, I want this about 15 in my state. Amen. He sent me a message. He sent me the message that provided it's not more than that. And I don't think it will be near that. Am I speaking to someone? That is how to think. He said, my cities, true prosperity, shall yet be spread abroad. I announce to you today, in the name that is above every name, Jesus the resurrected Lord, supply is coming your way. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. The purpose of spreading the gospel around the earth. What else? The purpose of giving voice to the gospel and the kingdom in the earth. You need resources so that the gospel can be given a voice and kingdom in the earth. When there was no resources in the church, they used to say, as poor as church rat. Today, nobody can say that. Because rat can't survive here. Are you following what I'm saying? That was how they used to refer to the church in those days. Where poverty was synonymous with spirituality. But look at what the Bible said. The poor man's voice is not heard. Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 16. The poor man's voice is not heard. Then said I, wisdom is better than strength. Nevertheless, the poor man's wisdom is despised, and his words are not heard. His wisdom is despised, and his words are not heard. Poor man's wisdom. A poor church's wisdom is despised. And the voice of a poor church is not heard. Poor members' wisdom is despised. And their voice can't be heard. That is why the devil wants to keep the church poor and keep the people of the church poor, so that when you talk, they say, what is this one talking? What are these ones talking? Only clap, they know how to clap. But those days are over forever. Where God will place you in charge of your realm, in charge of the finance realm, in charge of the oil and gas realm, in charge of the academic realm where you are, where he will place you in charge of the agricultural sector where you are, and place you in charge of your field of industry. And nobody can say, what is this one saying? Where the church can have a voice and say, this is what we want. This is what must happen in our land, in our city. The way Joseph of Arimathea went to Pilate and demanded for the body of Jesus as an authority, physically an authority in finances. In Matthew chapter 27 and in verse 57 and 58. Am I communicating? We need to come to the point where the church will speak and the land will shake. Quick. When we did the roads in several of the places here, the senator in charge of the FCT, the House of Rep member, and other House of Reps member, and all of them were there. You were there. And all of them were there. With the chiefs of the land and everybody. They are now realizing that we are not just clapping hands now. We are doing for them what their authorities didn't do for them. Giving voice, if that doesn't bother you, if you are a genuine Christian, it should bother you. That the children of the devil shouldn't have more voice than the children of the kingdom. Why is it that they are trying to force some things on the whole world during this COVID system? Because there are people who think they have resources and they can control the earth. And the church left that realm for them for too long. That dedication of that road there, chief of the land, everybody was there. Done by the church. Let me round up because our time is gone. What is the purpose? Why is it necessary? Number six. The purpose of enjoying and not enduring the earth. I put that last deliberately. Because ourself first is not the focus, but it is there. The purpose of enjoying and not enduring the earth. 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 17. 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 17. It said, charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God who giveth us richly all things to enjoy. He giveth us richly all things to enjoy. God believes in giving things, people riches, yes. He believes in people enjoying life, yes. That is, here you are with your wife and children listening to good worship music or Bible reading or powerful teaching and instruction inside a machine, not just a car, not just a motor. Machine that has winter condition and you can condition it how you want to cool your head. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? And when you say you and your family are going on a holiday, yes, you are tonguing along the line, giving out tracts in the holiday resort or wherever you are, changing souls, casting out devils, and cruising in the best possible way. The first class cabin does not only belong to the people of the world, neither the premium cabin or the private aircraft. It doesn't only belong to the people of the world. It belongs to you. Who told you that such things don't belong to people of God? He giveth us richly all things to enjoy, not to endure. He's a total bastard. That devil is a complete bastard that has convinced us to leave these things. You are going to see an unbelievable beauty in heaven. Get used to it from here. So you don't run mad if you get come there. Unbelievable splendor. Unbelievable gold on the ground. Shining light everywhere. Precious stones everywhere. And here you are looking for Gary, sugar, I beg you. Stand up on your feet. In our secondary school in those days, some people used to go from bunk to bunk, carrying plates. Gary, cube. Gary, cube. They are looking for who will give them Gary and give them cubes of sugar. It's a new day for you. I can preach like this and continue preaching, but I've encroached into the second service time by 15 minutes. But you got something. I want your mind to be corrected. I want you to react. Devil, you can't tie my life down. Even if I don't need the resources for myself, I will conquer it and give to God for souls to be rescued from hell. I don't need anything, but I will conquer it and release it to God. I have prayed some dangerous prayers in time past. Say, Lord, you know I'm not looking for anything. Drop 1 billion in my hand. I drop it whole. Take nothing out of it. All. Because drop so and so amount in my hand. I will drop all. Not how much? I don't carry money in my pocket. If you search me now, you won't catch 1 naira. You won't catch 1 naira. I traveled all the way to South America and forgot to carry 1 naira in my pocket. All the way to Venezuela. No sissy. It was when I arrived there that I realized even offering money I didn't have. You understand? So give me. So in case you say, me, I don't have need for money. All right. Souls will be saved that requires massive resources. And God will put it in your hands. And once it is in your heart, God puts it in your hands. Lift up your hands and say, Father, I come before you today. Say it loud, I come before you today. I am available as an instrument in your hands. I have so much to say. But let me say this to you in conclusion as you go. More good can be done with sufficient resources than without it. More good. Both to yourself, to your generation, to the kingdom. More good can be done with sufficient, adequate resources than without it. If you like, try poverty and see how many people you will be able to help in shortage. How many crusades you'll be able to handle in scarcity. Even how much you can help yourself. That is clear, crystal clear. The love of money is the root of evil. The lack of money is the tree of evil. It's a major tree of evil. Suicide. I don't have money. Why am I alive? Die. Forest. Somebody killed another person to get his money. He has no money. Am I communicating at all? And it is over forever. Lift up your hands and just speak to God and appreciate Him. Honor Him, adore Him. Worship Him. Give Him the praise. Give Him the honor. Give Him the adoration. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your word this morning. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Adoration to your name. Be thou glorified. In Jesus' precious name. The balance of this month, listen to this, we will be focusing on what you need to do. Godly things, not crooked things. Scripturally proven principles that can connect you with supernatural supplies. Abundance without criminality. Excess without stress. This month, Wednesday service, the series will commence this midweek. Continuous next Sunday. And I want to beg you, is it possible for you to be hearing these things you are hearing, seeing the miracles you are seeing, and you leave the world to perish next Sunday? The minimum you can bring to church is one person. How many persons? Just one.
You don't need to preach too much. Follow me to our church. Come and see what I'm seeing. Come and hear what I'm hearing. If you don't like it, you feel free to go out, go back after service. Just go, don't come again. That's all. You do your best and leave the rest to God. He said, compel them to come, that my house may be filled. Lift up your hands, everybody. Right now, I'd like to pray for everyone in this church today. And next Sunday, of course, is impartation service. Anything you want God to touch for you and bless for you, whatever is not working that must work, you bring them before God. Now, I want to pray for everyone in need of surrender to Jesus. You want your sins forgiven. You want today to mark a new day for you. Wherever you are, carry your Bibles and carry your bags and quickly rush to the front. I'll give you the count of seven. I think those who have not come in for second service can hold on now. And even those who are coming now, you are coming in actually for the second service, so you can be part of the message. Now, quickly, come forward at the count of seven. You want to give your life to Jesus? You want to be born again? You want to live for Jesus? Rush forward. One. Take your seat, people, and let them come quickly. One.
I live for Jesus.
Two.
Day after day.
Three.
I live for Jesus.
Four.
The Holy Spirit. I live for Jesus.
Day after day. I live for Jesus.
Let come what may. The Holy Spirit. I will obey.
I live for Jesus.
Everybody says, I live for Jesus.
Day after day.
I live for Jesus.
Let come what may.
The Holy Spirit.
I will obey.
I live for Jesus.
Everybody sing. I live for Jesus.
Day after day.
I live for Jesus.
Let come what may.
The Holy Spirit.
I will obey.
I live for Jesus. If you want an addiction broken from your life, tobacco smoking, alcohol drinking, marijuana smoking, in your Indian hemp, immoral life, masturbation, whatever is a chain that has tied your life, and you want that chain broken, quickly step forward and come forward. I'll give you the count of five again. Rush forward. Or you want to rededicate your life to Jesus on this Fire Sunday. Quickly. One.
Goodbye, world.
That's right. Two.
Stay no longer.
Three.
My
pleasures of sin.
I stay no longer with you.
I've made up my mind.
Go this way the rest of my life.
I've made up my mind.
Goodbye, world.
Oh Lord.
Say not to me.
Goodbye.
Say no longer we.
I made up my mind
to go God's way
the rest of my
life.
No more. Goodbye, world.
Oh Lord.
Goodbye, I've made up my mind to go God's way the rest of my life. Lift your right hand on your chest. Father, I pray for everyone here today. I ask that the hold of sin be broken of their lives and the grace to live for God is released upon you. Help from above. That is your portion. In Jesus' precious name, amen.